The wow word today is truth. Truth. What is truth? Today, particularly in the Western world, we hear consistently that there are no absolute truths anymore. We hear all the time that for 21st century intelligent people, what is true for me may not be true for you, and what is true for you may not be true for me. So what is truth? Truth in the Old Testament was used in two ways. Firstly, facts may be either true or false, an intellectual truth. An example would be that Moses existed as a person. That is a true fact. Or it could be used to define a characteristic of a reliable person, such as Joseph's brothers in Genesis 42 verse 16. These are also used to describe God as a true God, rather than the capricious pagan gods belonging to the nations around Israel. Truth, or being true, is described as a characteristic of Yahweh, the Almighty God of Israel. He is consistently true, and therefore trustworthy in all his ways. His loving care is trustworthy and seen in all his dealings with Israel. And in the New Testament, Christianity itself is seen as truth. Galatians 2 verse 5 and Ephesians 1 verse 13. Indeed, Jesus said that he was the only truth, the only life, and the only way to God. Jesus is the true bread and the true wine. Jesus is truth. Furthermore, truth is God's word, the Bible, to be obeyed actively and not dismissed passively. So what role does active truth and being actively true play in your life as a Christian? Peter writes in 2 Peter 1 verses 3 to 9 that truth develops character, and the strongest Christians are those with a good growing knowledge of biblical truth. Since understanding the Bible increases your knowledge of God, it increases the possibilities for love, for growth, and for service of Almighty God. We hear that ignorance is the mother of superstition, not of devotion, that truth combats error. Satan and the world do and will distort Scripture to put people off the truth. So therefore you need to get to know what the Bible does say, so that you will not be led into error by others who would want to deceive you. As John writes in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into this world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God." However, for truth to be truly effective, it needs to be an animated truth, by your being a doer of what the Bible says, and not merely a passive hearer. Your life as a Christian must be a balance of love and of truth. Both coexist with each other, and through both, your knowledge, service, and faith in Almighty God will continually grow and be strengthened.
How's that for a wow word?